paper one time, and I have all of that. So anyway, these two men told them where to go. They knew where he lived. And she lived in it. You know what a hotel is? That's a picture of a hotel there. A thatched roof.
A thatched roof.
It's a painting.
Oh, yes, ma'am. That's very pretty. And you call that roof the what?
It's thatched.
But what do you call that whole building?
Hotel. J-A-C-A-L. J-A-C-A-L. Hotel. And, so sent these two men, and they went inside where the woman was, and my mother said that he had been expecting trouble because he had mentioned something to her, and of course that night he had a gun right by his bed and something he could jump up and get. And my mother, I heard her say so often, she said, you know, I couldn't sleep. And at that time, we had the assistant is still there, but we had an arbor, we had covered with bougainvillea, you know, and all these pot plants. And my mother, it was a moonlight night, and my mother would get out and walk up and down. We had my two brothers were there, two little boys. But they got me out of there, and asked myself, they put us on the train and across the river. See, we had no train here. That goes way back there. And they sent me on down to Brownsville. And, so about the first night, the guy didn't show up. So they went the second night, these men. And there were six in the party, six or eight. And he came and he wanted the woman to open the door, and she wouldn't. And he began cussing, and the horse, you know, trying to open it. And there was a little window, and through that window they shot him. And he fell in a cactus. And all the others ran down we call the military road. You see, General Taylor used that road from Brownsville, too. He ran down and crossed the river. There was the river wasn't very far, you know. And eventually there were the brothers. And so eventually they caught the others. But I remember when the telegrams, see, there were no telephones. We were lucky to have a telegraph office. And the telegrams went to my grandmother was living, where they had killed the man, and we could come back up, you know, the river. And they said they had him, they laid him out in the courthouse yard there, the jail yard, I mean the jail. And everybody was viewing him, you know. And
the man that had fallen in the cactus?
Huh?
He'd fallen in the cactus?
Yes. You see, they shot him. He fell in the cactus. See, they had a lot of cactus. So that was the guy, he was the main one that they killed. And Colonel, you know, and he, because there's nothing he could do then, but this marker, he got him. And life was what like my mother and people that age went through, you know. It wasn't easy, you know. It wasn't. He just go up to one and arrest him. And he never had any trouble. He never had his hands stained with blood. He so often said that, which was true, you know.
Tell me about your parents. Where were they born?
Who?
Your parents.
My father was born in New Glarus, Wisconsin. G-L-A-R-I-S.
And what about your mother?
My mother was born in Brownsville. Right down here.
She was born in Brownsville.